God bless you all. And I just, before I start, I just want to say a real big thank you. Shout out to everyone for all the wonderful birthday wishes and the gifts from my family and friends. And I had an awesome day, really awesome. I went to work and got really blessed. I came home to all my family, beautiful gifts, sentimental as well, gifts from Lawrence and the kids. And it's lovely now because they're all adults, they're all working. And it seems like it's a little payback when it comes to birthdays. Mm-hmm. Birthdays are a real big thing in this house. It's the day that, you know, we were born, and a real blessing if you're not just born by the world, but that you're born again by God. And so now the kids are in their 30s, they're working, they have their own money. So I cash in big time. Payback for all the years we spent on them. So, don't forget Russ's birthday on the 26th of October. Oh, he's 10 years older than me. So, I want to say a real big thank you. You know, when I opened, I'm not an avid Facebooker, I can honestly say. I post a few posts of my, you know, things that are happening with the kids or whatever. But when I opened it up yesterday morning and there was about five or six, I liked them and, you know, I replied to them. When I came to look at it last night, there was over 300. And I said to Lawrence, I can't possibly write a message to everyone. So he said, just write a big message to everyone and say thank you. So it was a wonderful day. Sun was shining and I got to spend it here. See, the country's still in a bit of a lockdown. So only supposed to have six people, but I think there was about eight of us here yesterday. But I don't believe that kids should be counted, especially if they're 2 years old and 5 years old. So we didn't count them two. You know, we just counted the bigger ones. But it gave me a lot of reasons last night after everybody had left and I was sat downstairs quiet. Lawrence was up in his office. And God showed me that all actions have consequences, whether they're bad or whether they're good. But all our actions, all things that we do in our daily lives and in the world we live in today will have consequences. And when I look back at my life, when I first met Lawrence and, you know, we had our children, I really put my family first. Well, God first, but then, you know, it was always, I would pour my heart out for Lawrence. I'd pour my heart out for the children. I would go without so that they had. And that was an act of love. And because I love them so much. But then yesterday, I just saw all the rewards, you know, just the way that they'd gone out of their way to buy these special gifts. Real sentimental, you know, it had a lot of thought and a lot of heart behind it. And I was so blessed. I was sat here and I was thanking God for just the wonderful family that I have. And that on a daily basis, you know, when we make sacrifices for those that we love, then God sees our heart and God is the biggest rewarder of all. And as we look to him in everything that we do and ask for his guidance and his love, always praying for the protection around my family, that God comes through. You know, you see circumstances in the world today. I know that everybody's talking about the elections and not only in America, but we got them coming up here and, you know, whether the politicians are making the right choices. And again, that's consequences. You know, we pray for those that are in authority. There's nothing bigger than the power of prayer, you know, and as God says, you know, there only needs to be one or two, right? Or two or three, and then he's there in the midst. Everything that we do has to be from a heart of love, not only for God and for ourselves, but for the people around us, for the countries we live in, that these people are making the sound-minded decisions. And as Nancy was sharing, you know, you can hear these debates and everything, but look back on what these people's lives were truly about. You know, we can all stand up and say a nice speech, but actions and words, and actions have consequences, and those consequences can be of a positive nature if you've set the groundwork in your actions. So when we look through the Word of God, we see how Jesus Christ lived, and his actions really promoted the consequences that we are now in a seated position, that we are born again, that we are the sons and daughters of the Most High God, that we are mighty ambassadors, that we can live that life which is more than abundant. You know, when people hear abundance, they think of finances, but finances didn't even come into my thoughts last night when I was thinking about, you know, my actions over the years, or the 34 years I've been married to Lawrence, you know, that it was a compelling love for him and a compelling love for my children that promoted those actions to be good. And then we reap the consequences of good things. So when we take a responsibility for our lives, you know, and we are loving and we are kind, we are thoughtful, you know, all these things, you know, God says that we are to love one another and to love and to good works, their actions. So when we come from a seat of humbleness and we continue to hold on to those morals and those attitudes that we have, then we'll see the mighty work of God in our lives. And as we know, you know, there's a lot of negatives out there in this world right now and a lot of fear. Well, those negatives and those fears will have consequences down the line. You know, oh, I think I got COVID. Oh, I think I'm going to die. Well, then you're going to die. You know, every thought turns into a plan, and the plan gets bigger and bigger, and the adversary is selling his story right now and is putting people in a place of, you know, fear and trepidation. They're unsure of their future or what tomorrow's going to bring. And as they continue down that plan's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and they'll fall into the trap. You know, Lawrence keeps saying it, it's what we confess, you know, what we think in our hearts is what we're going to speak. So why not think good things? Why not have actions on good things, so that the consequences are good, not bad? See, if we think evil, then we're going to find out not very far down the road that evil will come upon us. But if we think good thoughts, if we think good things of one another, then those actions will come back on us in a good way. So having faith and stepping out in that faith is going to reward you in great abundance, in great health, in great prosperity. You know, as we continue faithfully, and that's the hard part, you know, sometimes it's hard to be faithful in that which is least, because every day we're bombarded with the news and the, you know, the health situation and with the country situation and with the pound going down, and, you know, we've left Brexit, so, you know, we can't get our food from abroad, and, you know, you're going to have to change all your passports. It's all going to cost money and this and that. No, we don't look at those things. And if we do, then we're showing that God isn't bigger than those things. And let me tell you, God is big. God is absolutely big. And whenever you need him, whenever you call upon him, he is always there. His word says he never leaves us or forsakes us. Unfortunately, it's us. It's us that tends to draw away from God. And then when we have a problem, we draw nigh unto God. But every day we should be drawing nigh unto God. And yet, you know, we all have daily lives. We have jobs. We have families, you know. But we can still find that quiet time to sit and reflect. and to hold on to that which is good. You know, the word says to cleave, you know, cleave onto it. Because the adversary, like Nancy was sharing and Lawrence was sharing, you know, he'll bombard us on a daily basis and he'll dangle it in front of us to say, oh, taste this, this is good. And we all know that he's got nothing good to offer. So tonight I'm just really reflecting on actions bringing consequences and making sure that we line our actions up with the good things of God. You know, it brings us back to the repentance. It keeps us humble, keeps us meek, keeps us in a place of security. And in return, we have a very loving heart and we can be real gentle people. And I'll tell you that two very gentle people on this Zoom tonight was Madeline and Michael. And, you know, the way these guys share their hearts, they share their lives with us, and they've, I know they won't mind me saying, they're a little bit older in age, but not that old. Not that old, Michael. I'm not, no. A little bit older in age, but with age comes wisdom. And we can learn a lot from these guys. You know, they losing their son, who was very, very special in all our lives. You know, and just how she took on that adversary and really took a stand against him. You know, most people would be out for vengeance. You know, but no, she took a stand. See, and having a heart like that, having an attitude like that, then the adversary is not consuming us with the grief that really we should be going through, you know, but that we take a stand, we get that backbone and we stand strong in this day and time. And we're not to do it alone either. That's why God had us in a family, you know, the family of God. That we can call on one another when we're having tough times. We can encourage one another, you know. And yes, even though I've sat and reflected, we still have tough times here. You know, we still got to keep our head and mind in that word and really keep that relationship strong with God and then with each other. And, you know, our families who we absolutely adore, we have to hold the line with them too sometimes, you know, and tell them, no, sorry, you're not believing rightly. You know, this is the way. And then you'll see the rewards when you look to God. And yet Danny and Amber are doing amazingly, and so is Leanne. You know, it's just sometimes we... Carl's doing a lot better, actually. He was, he had a bit of pain in his chest. Didn't tell us. You know, he's a bit older now, thinks he can cope with life on his own. This pain in his chest come upon him. He's 34. And he started to panic a little bit. He's gone to bed and panicked even more. And his wife is a nurse, so she took his blood pressure. And because he was panicking, his blood pressure had gone through the roof. So that made him panic even more. And rather than ring us, he sat there like worried all night. And then he took himself, and it had to be bad because he works in a hospital. He's a pharmacist, so he doesn't want to visit the hospital if necessary, but he took himself to the hospital and they said it was trapped wind. Bless his heart. But see, trapped wind can be painful. I know. But, you know, like, see how the mind works. You get a pain in your heart or in your shoulder blade, and then, oh, is it going down my arm? Oh, is it a heart attack? And your thoughts suddenly start to run away with themselves, you know, and before you know it, you are having a full-blown heart attack or something. But see, again, it's coming back to what the word says and what we confess. We don't let those negatives in, again, because actions have consequences, and we want the good consequences. We want those consequences that really put us in alignment and harmony with God, that we can see those blessings of God channeling through on a daily basis, because it's available. You know, it's available to have good health. It's available to have a sound mind. It's available to be witnessing every day. It's available to be financially secure, because God wants it. Everywhere within his word, he tells us so. And all we have to do is have that little bit of faith and step out in it. And then we'll see the blessings of God. So you have a wonderful week, really, really looking to him and just really remembering about your actions as you go about your daily business. You know, just think of those actions that you're performing, and make sure they're on the lines that you're going to get good consequences. So bless your hearts, guys.
Sakina, would you like to start us off in prayer, love?
Heavenly Father God, we thank you so much for this time that we've spent together fellowshipping with you at the forefront of our minds and our hearts, coming to you and just seeking time with you, Father, and fellowshipping with each other and being like-minded, Father God. We thank you so much that we're able to do that, no matter what's going on in the world, no matter what restrictions the world or the enemy tries to put. We're so blessed that you create ways and avenues for us to continue to come together and lift up your holy name and praise your holy name and just hear from you, be directed by you, guided by you, Father. And we just thank you for that we're not out here alone, but we've been called into this great, wonderful family, and that you've made us equipped to handle whatever comes our way. And not only are we equipped, but that we're more than conquerors. We thank you for that reality as well, Father. We just thank you, and we're so thankful for just being in your family and being at the receiving end of your love, Father God. So we thank you for this, and we pray for the hearts that are here tonight, the hearts that joined us, and the hearts that are here for whatever word that was ministered, whatever word that was heard. We thank you that it will bear fruit, that your word doesn't come back void. We thank you that we'll just go out and just continue to speak your name and glorify you. And for whatever words that we're about to hear, Father, that they come directly from you, and that we'll just be blessed and we hear from you. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. If someone wants to speak in tongues or interpret and bring forth a word of prophecy or pray, just unmute your mic and go for it.
Let my word be ever so present on your lips. Speak it boldly, my children. Know that as you continue to speak my word and glorify me, that I will bring forth great and many promises into your lives. You'll see them manifest not only for you, but for those that need to see my word working alive in your lives, so that they may come to the family and come to know who I am. For I am a God of love, a God of mercy, and a God of tenderness. So continue to come to me. Cast your cares to me and know that I care for each and every single one of them.
Amen. And someone else, a word of prophecy or speak in tongues and interpret?
My little children, I love each and every one of you with a deep and burning love. Continue to trust me, continue to come to me, continue to put all your cares in my lap, because I am a God that will deliver.
Amen. And someone else, a word of prophecy or tongues interpretation?
For I have set you high on the highest mountain, for I have set you where my Lord Jesus Christ has placed you, because I have placed him as head. Look to me, my beloved children, set your feet where I have laid a path for you. For my path is a straight path, my path is a clean path. My Son has cleansed you from all unrighteousness. That means that you are cleansed, my beloved children. And as I see your bright faces, I see my Son.
Amen. And Anna, would you like to close out of a word of prayer, sweetheart?
Okay. Thank you, Father, for the time that we have all together here, for the privilege to hear from you and all the things that were shared, Father, how it blessed our hearts and our lives, Father. Thank you so much for that. And the healing that was ministered to to the high of, so everything goes okay, and he's strong in his heart, believing and receiving all the healing, Father. I live in your hands. Each one of us here the rest of the week, and our hearts blessed, and so we can walk boldly with our heads up because we are sons and daughters of the Almighty, Father. Thank you so much that we can do it with you, with your wisdom, and manifest your power and walk from victory to victory, sure in our hearts that you are the God and the Father that we can trust for everything, Father. Thank you so much for that. And for all the things that are coming to us that come from you, that we will awake and receiving it and living it with great power and be with great joy in our lives and great, great peace in our hearts, Father. Thank you so much for that, that we can rely on you any moment in our lives, and you know, and you are we are sure in our hearts that we can trust you and we can talk to you about anything of our lives, Father. I live in your hands too, our countries, our governments, every decisions that are made that came in alignment, in synchronized with your will for us, Father, so we can have life with peace and we can have everything that we need, Father. Thank you so much for that, in Christ's name.